Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Serve him, rolling.
He's already been served. I served him. He's taken care of. He's a little slow, but he got it.
Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. Today, host Roland Martin talks about student loan crisis with Michael Lomax. All right, from Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Looking forward to coming to Dallas this weekend for Emmitt Smith's golf tournament. So, going to have a good time.
Oh, he's on the rounds now.
Hey, you know, it's that season. So, looking forward to Jay out there. Jay, come on out and caddy. You'll be out there. It'll be a good time. Good time. Come on out there. So, looking forward to it. And, Pat, hey to you as well. So, Tom, black folks are in mourning. It's amazing. On social media, black folks are in mourning. Next month, they say, man, what's going to happen in the barbershop, in the beauty parlor, where you can't look at Jet and pass it around? Of course, Johnson Publishing Company announced earlier this week that they will stop printing Jet magazine and will go to an almost digital decision, printing only one issue per year. Joining us right now is the CEO of Johnson Publishing Company, the big dog, the chair, shot caller, big baller, Linda Johnson Rice. Hey, Linda, how you doing?
Good morning, Roland. How are you? Good morning, Tom, everybody. How are you doing?
Hey, Linda.
Doing great. So, Linda, how did you arrive at this decision? Jet, with a circulation of 700,000+, an iconic magazine for years. It was a weekly magazine, but what caused you to make the decision to say, let's stop printing the publication and go to a paid app?
You know, I have to tell you, it was not an easy decision, of course, and I understand everybody who is mourning that decision, but they have to understand that this really isn't a death, this is a rebirth. And we really needed to do this in order to be able to deliver and service our customers and our advertisers as well with news that is late-breaking, that is instantaneous. If you really look at it, you know, my father, John Johnson, started the magazine in 1980, and he created it so that he could disseminate news to the African-American community fast, because he wanted people to get it as it was breaking, and it was all the news that was fit to print at that time in 1 week, and issues and topics that happened to African Americans. Well, that really is the same thing we're doing right now. It's just that we're going to do it in a digital format, because that's where we are. I mean, we have to move with the sign of the times, and we want to be able to reflect news in a very quick way. And so that's what we're doing with our new Jet Mag. I'm very excited about it.
Was it also an issue in that Jet used to be a weekly magazine, then you went to twice a month, then you went to once every 3 weeks?
I mean, That is correct, because what happened is it became a weekly, then it was biweekly, then it was 3 weeks. And at some point, you've become neither fish nor fowl, and you can't keep up with the news that way. I think it's very difficult in this age to have a weekly news magazine. What does that mean if it's not digital? Because if it's not digital, you're always going to be behind, and that is something we never want to be with our readers.
You know what, Roland? When they went to just once a month, and a lot of people thought that the mailman was stealing their Jet magazines.
That's the truth.
A lot of people thought, hey.
A lot of us did.
And a lot of mailmen did steal that Jet magazine.
Well, we won't have to worry about that going forward, because it'll be in a digital format.
So what will we? I've got lots of people who have been tweeting questions and things along those lines. And so for the people who paid for 2 years or 3 years subscription, are you giving refunds? Are you saying they can shift to the paid app? And also, how much is the app going to cost per year, per month?
Well, what we're doing is we're going to hold all that information, because the people who are Jet subscribers are going to get that information on a wrapper with their last issue, and it will tell them exactly what they're going to do. But some people will prefer to go to Ebony, and others will go right to the digital subscription that we're going to have. And so it'll be about the same price as what they're paying now for a subscription for Jet. So it'll be very transparent. And all that information will come with the last issue.
So you haven't made a decision on what the yearly cost is going to be?
It's about $20. It'll be about $20 for that subscription. And remember, we're going to be having the Jet app magazine, and then we have jetmag.com, which is our website, which is also going to be visually enhanced. And we're coming out with an Ebony Jet online store, which is great. So you'll be able to buy Jet T-shirts and mugs and all sorts of interesting things.
All right. Linda Johnson Rice, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day, Linda.
Thank you. Take care, everybody.